Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavli Zvochim Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi Peah on Daf Yudches Lamed Aleph, at the beginning of the page. Taman Tanina Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kaka Koshu Chayav Bepeah. Now, continuing our discussion from the previous Amud, the Gemara asks a question from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva says that any size field is obligated in Peah, and it can also be used to acquire movables, even though it can be minuscule and too small to contain any movables. Doesn't this show that the movables don't need to be in the field? Amr Rabbi Matanya Tipata Shaya Sham Mokoim Shibodeth Magalith Tumuna Boy. No, answers Rabbi Matanya, it could be referring to land large enough for only one stalk to grow, and there's a pearl hidden underneath it. And the Gemara asks, Ezu Shchiv Meira, Kol Shiloi Kafat Salav, Hacholi, Derech Haaretz, Hakroivim Nichnasim Etzloi Miyad, Hachoikim Nichnasim Etzloi Lacha Gimel Yomim, In Kafat Salav Hacholi, Eilu Veilu Nichnasim Etzloi Miyad. What is a Shchiv Meira in regard to the laws of visiting the sick? When a person becomes sick in a natural way, his close relatives immediately come to visit him, and those who are not related come after 3 days. But if he suddenly deteriorated, immediately all go to visit him. The Lama Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chizkia, Salkun, Mavakra, Rav Yosi, Basatilas, and Yomin, Amaloin, Kiva Ethan, Mekaiman, Masnisa. It once happened that Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, and Rav Chizkia went to visit Rav Yosi 3 days after he fell ill. He said to them, are you trying to fulfill the bris that teaches that only relatives go in the first 3 days? You are my close friends, and close friends are like relatives. Shia kaka koshu, matnasa kayemes, afilu hivri, le shia koshu, e matnasa kayemes, vuhu shihivri. If a shchimira left any size field for himself, the gift is valid, even if he recuperates. If he didn't leave anything for himself, if he recuperates, his gift is not valid. Rav Abba, Rav Chia, b'shem Rav, osu divrei shchimira, Kaboy, Shekosov, Venosan, Vahushamith, Beoisa Choli, Ha im Hivri, Loi, Abu Messiahim, Uba Amatanu, Sade Ploini, Leploini. Where Abba Rabchia, quoting Rav, said, Chazal viewed the words of a Shchiv Meira to be like a document of a healthy person, as long as he died from that illness, but not if he recuperated. This applies only when he specified which field is to be given to which recipient. Ama tenu chetzi sade ploini leploini, vechetzi sade ploini leploini, kemi shesiem, or ad sheyem chetzi besafoin vechetzi bedom. The question is, if he told them to give half of a certain field to ploini and half of it to a different person ploini, is it as if he specified and is valid, or must he specify which half is for which person? And then Gemara doesn't answer this question. With Avina, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, shir metaltzlin la'asa v'loi klum. With Avina, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said, if he left only movables for himself, it's not considered to be leaving over, and if he recuperates, he retains everything. Asa chami shir karka kolshu isle mechayim, shir avonim toivos ma'agolios ein le mechayim. The Gemara asks, is it not considered leaving for himself if he left precious stones and diamonds? Movables should be considered leaving over. And Rabbi Yosi Yodea, who ha'ish hazeh, sheshchim mira, mezakeh afilu bedroim, le'ezu droim, kosov behen, kinyin, kedei lasif matana, matnas boy. Rabbi Yosi says, no, if a sheshchim mira gave instructions and also made a kinyin, which is an act of acquisition, then he knows that a sheshchim mira is able to give others merely with instructions, so why do you make a kinyin? So that the transaction will be valid even if he recuperates, as if he'd given it when he's healthy. Shia Avodim, the Gemara asks, what is the law if he left slaves for himself? Tani Rabbi Yudan Bar Pazi Davadalia Vlayadin Ma Tani. Rabbi Yudan Bar Pazi taught an answer to this question, but we don't know what it was.